And I'm back. So, if you don't like WWE's product and what they show on television right now, and you say, oh, no, the champion sucks, this sucks, this sucks, you know how you tell them that? By not watching their show. Okay? When WWE was in between networks, and when they were still in the Attitude Era, they weren't making as much money, but they were definitely more popular. The thing is, though, is now, with their PG content, I really don't like it. I personally think that with the WWE Network, I think they should have something else besides NXT. Like, not have an ECW, but have something else that's extreme, where you can use four-letter words. I mean, you have your own network. You don't have to, you know, be standard to FCC regulations and whatnot. In WWE Network, you have an age restriction that you can set. You know, because not everything on there is PG, in my opinion. Sorry, freight train coming by. Anyways. You don't have to watch your product. I mean, look, back in the day, when they were in between networks, they had an advantage. They always had an advantage back then, but they weren't making enough money because they couldn't reach out to further audiences because they couldn't use four-letter expletives. Now with the network, fuck, you can have a completely separate show where you can have people from SmackDown show up, where you can have people from Raw show up, where you can have people from NXT show up, and fuck, have some people who are currently going through the development center go there. Like, look, give Kevin Steen the mic on that. Let him speak his mind like he always has. And he sounds great on the mic. Yeah, sure, he's a husky fella, but, you know, who gives a fuck? He puts on a good show. And I know for a fact they're not going to allow him to have a fucking package pile driver. Despite the fact that's an original move. And look, people doing corkscrew flips off the top rope, that's not new. People have been doing that in the indie scene since the late 90s, for fuck's sakes. Look up the Human Tornado. M-Dog 20 or Matt Cross. And who else? There's one more person that did it. David Evans or something like that. Some of these, either Evans something or something Evans. These were guys who've been doing acrobatic moves in wrestling for a long, long time. And, I mean, these are the kind of shows you can watch. Look, you don't have to watch WWE. You can watch Ring of Honor. That's usually where people go who just left TNA go. Or sometimes people who leave WWE go. There is Insane Championship Wrestling out of Scotland, which puts on a fucking hell of a show. If you like your wrestling adult, this is your place. It's ICW. And it's kind of hard to understand the Scottish accent sometimes, especially from Grado. But I like Grado. I think Grado is a great character who gets over with people. But fact of the matter is, the only way you can tell WWE, hey, your fucking product sucks, is with your wallet. But the thing is I find most people bitch about WWE's product are ones that pirated. Don't bitch about something that's free if you're doing that, alright? I don't encourage piracy, but on the other hand, I'm not going to tell you what to do either. I'm not your dad. You do whatever the fuck you want. But if you do choose to do that, don't bitch about the product afterwards. Only paying customers are allowed to complain. And I find the majority of wrestling fans who are complaining about the product are not paying for it. They're watching it on TV for free on Mondays and Thursdays, or what is it, Fridays, and they're not really paying for it. They're not buying pay-per-views, they're not going to live events, nothing. They just watch it. What's the point of that? See, that is not your paying customer. And those are the people that WWE is not going to listen to. But if you are a WWE Network subscriber, per se, and you have a problem with it, cancel your subscription. There's a little box, I bet, when you cancel, saying, oh, why do you want to cancel your account? You can say why. You can say, well, Raw sucks. Your writers are absolutely horrific. And the storylines are not something I'm interested in. I'm sorry. I'm going to go watch the indies and watch the people that you're going to water down one day be fucking awesome in their prime. But like I said, I believe that most of the people who bitch about WWE Network only watch the pay-per-views in bars where they're not supposed to be. And essentially either download or pirate the show or just watch it on regular ass TV. That doesn't make you a paying customer. When you're watching Monday Night Raw, that doesn't make you a fucking paying customer, okay? That does not. You're a paying customer the moment you're spending more than just your time on it. Meaning you start buying t-shirts, you start going to the live events, you start doing... You know, you start going to see the signings. You start going to the conventions and you pay to see them. Holy fuck, it's almost 3 in the morning here. Good thing I'm working from home tomorrow. But anyways, or later today, rather. But I just want to tie this off here because I am getting really, really tired. Is that, look, you don't like WWE or their fucking product? Oh, that was the other thing I was fucking talking about. Bad News Barrett. Okay, first of all, Bad News Barrett and Damian Sandow look exactly the same to me. Okay? They look exactly the same to me, except one of them has a British accent and the other one doesn't. That's the difference to me. Plus, because his name is Barrett, it almost sounds like Bray, so it sounds like you're saying Bray Wyatt really fast. So that is also confusing. 3, you're letting your talent Bray Wyatt, as well as Eric Rowan and I don't know what the fuck they call him now, but I knew him as Brody Lee when I used to see him. The dude with the beard and the wife beater. Boy, that dude works snug. One dude he actually knocked out during one of the matches that I saw, that was with Colin Delaney's old partner when they were the Olsen twins. I believe it was his partner that he pretty much knocked out or slightly concussed with one hell of a boot to the face. But either way, again, you're letting the talent that's actually good go to waste, and you're pushing talent that just politically and probably internally just fucking working you. Don't let your talent work you over. But it sounds like you are letting your talent work you over. And that's why you're not succeeding. And again, I haven't watched the fucking product in God knows in over a decade. What the fuck do I know and what do I care? I will say, however, that again, if you don't fucking like it, and you don't like the fact that they're watering down indie wrestlers into shit gimmicks and shit characters, well, watch something else, man. That's all you can do. Watch something else. Go watch indies. Go watch the indies, man. Go watch your local indies. You never know who you're going to see there. Like I said, I saw Claudio. Got to talk to the man. Nicest motherfucking guy I've ever met in my life in wrestling. And I got to speak my language to him. Introduced me to Sara Del Rey, who was confused, and he even had told her that, oh, this guy, you know, he's the German fan. You know, he always comes out when I come to Toronto, or the greater Toronto area. And I did, because I loved Claudio. Claudio was awesome. Sanjay Dutt is another, who used to be on TNA. I believe he's back on TNA now. Who else did I see? Seth Rollins. I remember Seth Rollins when he was wearing trunks that said Iowa on it. And was wrestling with a guy called Josh Abercrombie, who I have no idea what happened to him. That was another dude who had a good character. And who I liked watching. Yeah, Seth Rollins, I knew him as Tyler Black before he was big. This is going back now, 2007. And I saw him before he was anyone. There's him. Who the fuck else did I see before they got famous? Again, Brody Lee. I don't know what the fuck his name is. Well, he's part of Bray Wyatt's pack. Sami Zayn I saw before he got famous. Kevin Steen I saw before he became famous. Daniel Bryan I saw before when he was still Bryan Daniels, which is his real name. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. Of course I've also seen the Ultimo Dragon and Jushin Thunder Liger battle it out in a school gym in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. Yep, I've seen that. Best event I've ever seen in my life. But anyways, I am going to go to bed here. If you don't like the wrestling that's on TV right now, go on YouTube and look at the indies. Go follow them. Those are the stars of tomorrow. And I will bet you, you will see the best work in the indies and not when they're on WWE's main roster. Mark my words. Toodles.